Wrexham's Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Motorcycle racing now. Peter Higman's FHO racing teammate at the TT this year will be Brian McCormack. He's the fastest ever Irishman to lap the circuit here. And earlier this week, he popped into Manx Radio to talk about the year ahead.
Lucky enough, I've been retained, as I say, by FHO for this year. So last year, unfortunately, no roads going ahead. Faye gave me an opportunity to do BSB. So just to keep me sharp, keep everything going in the right direction. And this year is a big push, obviously, for me to concentrate more on the roads than BSB. So we'll do selected rounds of Superstock and then get ready for Northwest and obviously back here for the big one then. So it's a great opportunity for me. Like, I'm on the official BMW with Pete. We're going to have the same machinery underneath us. I have the team that have won races around here around me. So from what I'm used to coming over here as a privateer, this is going to be a huge step up for me. So between the team and Roadhouse McHale behind me as well and Lobo Robots, it's going to be a big effort from everybody, and I just can't wait to get going. Yeah,
just you, because you did the actual Superbike class last year, I seem to remember.
Yeah, we did Superbike last year, and last time I rode in British Superbikes was 2008. Wow. Things have pushed on and on since then, so come back into that championship at the age I was, the pace is incredible over there, and to be only, like, I might be at the back of the pack, but I was only 1.5 or so off in some of the races, you know, as lap times wise. So I was quite happy with some of the stuff we did last year. So I've kind of gelled with I've been on the new M1000 last week in Spain, so that was my first spin on that in the Superstock bike, so I gelled with that quite quick. Actually, I really enjoyed that compared to the Superbike, so we're going to kind of base my Superbike around that as well. So we'll have two very similar bikes, and we have a 600 thing in the pipeline as well, and I'm riding the new Aprilia 660 as well for Global Robots. So we'll have a full stable of bikes.
So that was at Cartagena?
Yeah, I haven't been to Cartagena again since, show my age, I haven't been there since 2004, 2005, I think.
It's not changed, has it?
It hasn't changed, no. It's just got less grippy, I think. Yeah. But really enjoyed it. Yeah, Pete showed some great pace out there. He was faster than all the MotoGP riders at the end of the day. But to be on the same track as the likes of Zarco and Vinales and Acosta and all them, and to see that they're actually human and be able to stay with him for a while was good. So I really enjoyed it, actually. It was good to start turning some wheels again and get back to some bit of normality again, you know. So, yeah, everything's going in the right direction anyway.
So what about are you talking about the Irish Nationals or...?
No, I won't, because...
Just the international
events? Just the international events, yeah. We might... There's a local event, the Fahin race, that we if nothing clashes, we might go down and see what happens. But at the moment, no, we're concentrating on British Superstock. We'll do the first two rounds and then get to the Northwest and hopefully be in one piece then to come here with everything, all the bikes ready to rock.
So the Ironman TT is the number one goal, is it? That's what everything's on this year?
As a privateer for the last 8-9 years coming here, I've been chipping away, and like, we've been in the top 10 now the last 2 years. And we had a bit of a bike issue in the senior the last time in 19, but we still managed to pull out 9th place. So to build on that, to have the team around me now, I think that's all I need now to kind of push on, and hopefully the plan is, look, come home safe is the first thing, and there's no pressure from the team, but we would like to be in around the top six anyway. And but yeah, the TT is definitely the number one aim this year.
What will be the difference, do you think, this time then, in terms of the way that you approach the TT, in terms of you're not having to drive the van, you're not having to wash your socks, you're not having to take care of things, you've got other people to take care of things for you?
Yeah, that's a huge thing. It's just a worry of everything coming over here, because obviously as doing it myself, I paid for everything as well, which was, knowing that there's going to be a 7 or 8 grand tire bill at the end of the 2 weeks was always on your mind as well. So you're always trying to mind things as well, and trying to mind your bike. And I was riding one bike in every race, which now I have the infrastructure behind me, the team behind me who have won races here, a teammate who hopefully I'll learn a bit off of as well, and just everything like that around it. But the confidence of they've given me this opportunity means I must have some bit of talent in me. So it's an opportunity I'm not going to let slip. So we're going to be fitter and faster than ever, ready for it. As said, the team we have is like a big family as well. We actually go on holidays together. We all know each other so well. So there's no pressure that way, even though it's a factory BMW team now for the roads, the official team. There's no pressure on me, you know, so it's a good environment to be in. And I think that will definitely push me a lot further than what I'm, you know, where I've been in the past. So
how have you fared in the TT in the past then? I mean, what's been the best moments for you?
It's a great honour to be the fastest ever Irishman around the TT. I never go for lap times, I never go searching for lap times, but to be to be enjoying it is a big thing. To be coming home and the reception I got last time for being in the top 10, like, and the year before as well, it was just, it's incredible the feeling for what we were doing with such a small budget and what we were up against and beating some of the big teams was it's a great feeling. But definitely the last time coming in, I was 7th or 8th for most of the race, and we ended up 9th, but it was and to get that, as I said, to get that record as the fastest Irishman was, there's been a lot of good lads gone before me, you know, so hopefully we can keep on to that for a few years, and I think we have a lot better pace than what that was as well. So yeah, looking forward to getting back, doing a few laps today, and I was getting the butterflies going again. It's been so long since we've been here, like, so yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Finally then, can you remember your way around, do you think? It's as daft as that sounds, it has been a couple of years, but I think once you've learned it stays with you.
Yeah, if I haven't learned it by now, I'm in trouble. But no, I definitely, it comes, because to be honest, I sit in bed 5 nights a week, I'd probably do a lap in my head anyway, you know what I mean, when I go, before I go to sleep. But no, it's somewhere you never forget. I there's a few little changes, there's a few bits of tarmac that have changed, and they probably will change a lot more before the TT starts. So we'll be over and back between here and there. Obviously there'll be launch night and there'll be a few other things, and I'd like to get back and do a few more laps closer to the time and see all the changes. But no, I definitely remember every corner and most of the bumps anyway.
That's Brian McCormack, who will be racing for FHO this year at the Isle of Man TT. Also on that flying visit to the island was Peter Hickman, the fastest ever man around the TT course, the only rider to have done 135 miles an hour average speed. He also took time out to visit us here at Manx Radio, and he began by talking about the last time that he raced here.
Yeah, I guess it was a bit, obviously we didn't win the big race or the senior race, but you know, I still won 3 races in a week, so I joined a fairly elite club of people that have actually won 3 in a week, and I should have won the senior. You know, I was a good 19 seconds in front. I'd pretty much done all the work I needed to do and was looking like we were on for race win number 4, which would have been an even eliter. Is that even a word? I don't know. It's a word, is it? But anyway, a more elite group of people that have won 4 in a week. So it was just a bit of a shame. The bike was very, very new in 2019, the new BMW S1000RR. We'd not had it very long at all, and we had a small issue that we couldn't fix. We figured it out not long afterwards, and you know, the bike's been really, really strong. It was strong then, and it was still brand new. You know, we only got the bike in March, and we were racing at the TT at the end of May. So, I'm really, really looking forward to this year, as I'm sure everyone is. TT 2022. It's gonna be a really good year. I know. I'm really excited for it.
You're in new colours as well this year, aren't you?
New colours, yeah. And obviously, it's a new bike again. Although the bike was new last year in 2021, and I've done a full season of BSB on it. Although very much a condensed season, we did 11 rounds and 33 races on it. The new M1000RR, and the bike's really strong, really, really strong. So it's stronger than the bike that I rode here in 2019. And even though the weather was really bad in 2019, I still managed 134.2 mile an hour standing start in the senior, having hardly done any laps on it whatsoever. So, you know, and the bike I have now is stronger than the bike we had then. So, you know, lap times, I think, can be as strong as they need to be able to be competitive and win the races.
If there's one thing you do need for the TT, it is a strong bike.
Absolutely, yeah, and a good team behind you, you know, and I've got that. The FHO Racing BMW team been absolutely fantastic in 2021. I know a lot of the guys and girls already. You know, everyone kind of knows it's emerged from the old Smiths Racing team. So it's a nice fit for me. It's easy. I like easy.
Do you have any kind of specific approach for the TT in terms of that would do differently to any other event, be it the shorts or the Irish races?
Not particularly. No, I'm pretty relaxed, as everyone knows. You know, BSB is something that I always say that I concentrate on every year, and I tend to try not to think about the Northwest or the TT or any of the road races until I actually get to them. Otherwise, I think you can definitely not talk yourself out of it, but you can overthink a lot of things. So I tend to not really focus on it too much. You know, the team does the job of looking after the bikes and making sure all that's ready. All I've got to do is look after myself, really, and the prep that I already do for BSB, I feel, is more than enough for coming to the Isle of Man.
I did hear it said last year that the reason you went so well in BSB last year was because you didn't have other distractions. I guess you don't go along with that.
No, I don't go along with that at all, but that's obviously what people have said. You know, but my argument with that is, okay, well, the year before, I finished 14th in the championship, crashed my brains out and didn't get anywhere near a podium, and there was no road racing then either. So, you know, where's your argument to that? But, you know, it was just everything worked last year. The bike was good. The team was good. I felt really, really comfortable and everything just worked. You know, sometimes you need a bit of luck, and we didn't have that in 2020, and we definitely had a better luck in 2021, although I still had some random things happen, as racing does and life does. But overall, we had a really strong year. You know, fifth in the championship, highest BMW in the championship, the only one in the and Danny Buchan got in the showdown as well. Mm-hmm. But we were just strong.
Not a lot of people know you've got a bit of a road racing background in your family.
Yeah.
Yeah, with your dad. Tell us about your dad.
Yeah, so my dad had a really short career, actually, a road race career. He started in 73, or started racing in 73, and he was finished in 79 with us.
This is Dave, isn't it?
Yeah, my dad, David. He had a big accident at Mallory Park in the post-TT in 79, which ended his career. So he only had a six-year career. But in that time, he became British 250 champion. He raced at Grand Prix, he rode 750s, he rode 125s, 250s, 500s, he rode basically anything that he could. And he competed at the TT, he won a Manx in 77, 250 racing in 77. And he competed in 78 on a Jower, of all things.
And he kept his hand in as well. I think he was part of Phil McCallan's team, wasn't he?
Yeah, so he was part of the Norton Rotary effort from the late 80s and early 90s. So I was here with the JPS Nortons, which must have been about 89-ish, I would have thought, or 90. And then also with Honda Britain later on. So he was Philip McCallan's mechanic for Northwest TT that year.
So what does dad...
That would have been 95, that would have been.
Mm-hmm. So what does dad think of you racing the TT?
Well, he definitely didn't want me to do it, that's for sure. Something actually right from the start, when he never wanted me to race bikes full stop anyway, but okay. once I bought my own and started doing it, he's been there all the way ever since. And the one thing he's always said is, if you ever go road racing, I'll never talk to you again. And that was that. But, you know, I was 27 by the time I decided that I was going to come to the Isle of Man and do the TT, and you know, I was a grown bloke by that point, so he couldn't say too much, and he still supports me now. And my mum and dad, both of them, they've been at every TT that I've ever done, and generally speaking go to every single round that I ever race at as well. So,
and do they tell you how proud they are?
Yes they do. Yeah, and they're just really supportive. You know, I've got a really good group of people around me, you know, from my parents to my close friends to my team, which my team generally are my close friends as well. So, you know, I always surround myself with people that build you up, not knock you down, and also can keep you grounded. You know, I'm definitely not allowed to get my head in the clouds.
So why did you do the TT then? What was it that attracted you to the TT?
A bit of everything. I struggled a lot in short circuit racing. I'd been short circuit racing for about 12 years at the time that I decided to do the TT. I'd come to a point where, you know, I was regular top 10 in BSB, and yet I still had to try and find a big wedge of money to go to a team rather than getting paid. I felt like it should be the other way around. I'd got myself into a massive amount of debt by trying to do that. I couldn't find a ride for the 2014 season. And I'd been over in 13, watched it for the first time properly, like live by myself as an adult, and really enjoyed it. Found myself understanding the circuit more than what I thought from playing the PlayStation game as a kid, which I wasn't expecting. It was just one of them things that had happened, and thought, actually, do you know what, I want to keep racing bikes. How can I keep racing bikes and in the most cost effective way but still at a high level? And the Isle of Man is one of them places. So I knew Paul Shoesmith, God rest him, God bless him. I knew him from racing back in the day, and I knew that he brought a lot of newcomers through the ranks at the TT over a good number of years. And I got in touch with him, I got in touch with Paul Phillips, and one thing led to another, and here we were in 2014.
So it was you then, it wasn't the Isle of Man coming to you looking for top BSB riders to follow the likes of Josh Brooks and what have you? So
No, it was me.
Okay. And no regrets?
No, not at all. No, not at all. And interestingly enough, off the back of coming to the Isle of Man TT in 2014 and having the newcomers lap record, but it wasn't even really that. It was more about, you know, I finished 8th in the Superstock race in my first year. I finished 14th in the first Superbike race. I finished 11th in the senior in my first year on a stocker. And, you know, the people were saying, why, you know, the spectators and fans were saying, why hasn't this lad got a BSB ride? And off the back of that, I ended up getting a BSB ride and getting a decent one on a decent bike and winning a race at Cadwell that year in August in the pouring down rain. And then all of a sudden, you know, I ended up with a proper BSB ride again the year after, and one thing just led to another. And basically, what I'm saying is the TT turned my career around.
Brilliant. Do you remember that first ever time down Bray Hill? The feeling? And what was the feeling? Scary? Exhilarating?
No, I was excited. Yeah, I was excited as. Even following Milky for the first newcomer's lap, you have to follow a marshal for the first lap, and I followed Milky, and he popped a little wheelie coming down Glen Crutchley Road when we set off, so I did one behind him all the way down to St. Ninian's, which I was told afterwards no one's ever done that before because most people are crapping themselves, and I was excited.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, we're going to have to wrap things up. There's only one rider I can think of the top of my head that's been BSB champion and a senior TT winner, and that was Steve Hislop. I take it that's your dream to emulate that.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah, what's that going to take?
A lot of effort. A lot of effort, and like I said already, you're going to need a bit of good luck on your side as well. So let's see how this year pans out. I think we've got probably the strongest package on the grid. I feel really good and fit myself, and I know I'm riding well. So yeah, anything can happen.
And just briefly, other events: Northwest, Ulster, Macau, Suzuka, endurance racing. Are they all on the horizon?
Yeah, you know me, Dave. I'm up for doing whatever anyone. If anyone offers me a bike, I'm there to ride it. You know, I'm all good. But definitely Northwest. We'll see about the Ulster. I don't know exactly. It's good to see that it's coming back. Obviously, there's a bit of a sour taste from what happened in 19, but. And then fingers crossed for Macau as well.
Okay, but we're really looking forward to seeing you back here in the Isle of Man. Can't wait.
Looking forward to being back. Thank you.
Cheers, Pete.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.